Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website, MULLINGS.com. It's where you can find his twice weekly cyber column that I encourage you to subscribe to. Rich, thanks again for being here. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right. Full disclosure. Hey, Rich, we could talk about the presidential election, but this so far out in the future, I'm not even interested in it right now. It's just too many things that'll be going on. We'll have you bring us up to date on that more later on. And we could talk about the difference between the White House and the Congress and some of their challenges. But there's something else I'd rather ask your thoughts on, and that is the single thing that I believe that's lost in America, that's lost in Washington, that we have to find a way to get back. And I don't know if it can ever be done. And I'm not going to say it was ever in huge supply in Washington, but I think there was a time when it did exist to some degree. And I think we can identify some people that were prepared to demonstrate it. And I'm talking about intellectual honesty. Intellectual honesty, to me, is where you and I completely disagree. We're vehement opponents, ideologically, politically, etc. But you say something that I might not agree with, but is the truth. I'm going to be intellectually honest to say I agree with that.
Yeah, that's right.
And therefore, we wind up compromising and coming to a conclusion that works, solves a problem for the greater good, not just for my argument or your argument.
Right, and I have, but my shorthand for that is the religious nature of politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in religion, very often if you disagree with something, you quoted Matthew, I think,
right,
yesterday. If you disagree with something, some interpretation, very often you'll go out and start your own church because it's
right,
too important. You have to go do your own. So there's this need to be absolutely inherent to every semicolon in
right,
politics.
Oh, and don't forget, I love your religious example. I hadn't thought about that. But the other side of the religious example is, if I'm right and you're wrong, that means you're going to hell. And that's as bad as it gets, right?
Yeah. Well, if that were the case, then I would sort of let you keep your... okay, that's fine. You can believe that if you want. But in politics, it is required that you agree with everything. 100% of everything, or you're cast out, or you're in the
of your party. Lineup. Whatever you have to line up with your party.
And but that's not the way life is. I mean, anybody over the age of 4 knows that's not the way life is. But once these people get in front of a camera or a microphone, they insist on their position, and you know, again, either you agree with them or you are the devil.
And the problem, what it creates, Rich, as you well know, is it creates this situation where the goal, the prize that we're going to reach for, is for my party to beat your party, not to accomplish something for the people.
Yes, that's right. That is right. It's the competition, not the result. And
that's right.
You're exactly right about that.
What they were sent there to be. Let me give you a quick example of intellectual honesty. I've forgotten who said it. You probably remember, but about 10 years ago, some really major left wing liberal said, "You know, just because George Bush says something doesn't mean it's wrong." You remember that?
Sure. Yeah,
somebody said that. All right, here's another example of intellectual honesty. You know the thing the president did the other day with the selfie and the mirror and all that kind of thing.
Right.
Number one, that didn't bother me. I thought that was I didn't agree with why he was doing it. He was doing it for the Affordable Care Act, but I didn't mind him doing that. And some people said, well, they didn't like it because it was the day that we found out about the relief young lady, the Kara, who gotten killed.
Right.
Well, you know, the president of the state's pretty busy. He has a lot of different things in a day's time. I don't think we should hold that against him. To me, that's me not caring about the president's policies, but saying that's what intellectual honesty is. What do you think?
Yeah, that is the, in the olden days, we would say that you're the adult in the room, that, you know, you understand that sometimes, you know, information doesn't get to them. And frankly, as horrible as that was, the whole country can't stop every time something like that happens. There's a lot of other things, as you say, swirling around.
What do we got to do, Rich, to get some intellectual honesty back?
Well, I don't know. If you can figure that one out.
Isn't that where we're stuck, and isn't that going to take us down if we don't fix it?
Yeah, that might be the biggest existential threat.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Rich, good job today. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and he'll be back another day. I'll be back after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.